Diversion Audio.
On the last episode of The Royals of Malibu.
You're fucked up, David. You attacked Savannah and you attacked me. And I'm going to make sure that it doesn't happen to anyone else.
I just wanted to let you know that whatever happened with David, I believe you. Because he probably did to you exactly what he did to me.
Oh, now I'm fucking angry. I want to teach him a lesson.
Sounds dangerous. I'm in.
Go, 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 go. I can't believe he just did that.
Get me out of here, dude.
Here, I have the code. Go, go, go. Okay, did the live stream work? Oh, we saw everything. I set the projector up right next to the pool. Revenge is quite a vibe. Stop! That's enough!
Stop!
Stop! Please!
Stop! Reese, you're gonna kill him! Stop!
Stop!
Stop, please!
Looking at David's bloody face, I wonder if I really know Reed Royal at all.
One note we should mention. This episode contains adult language and subject matter that may not be appropriate for younger audiences. Please take care in listening.
My mind is still spinning after we get home from the Worthington party, and I can't sleep. What if David tries to hurt Reed? Or me?
Hey.
Hey, Reed.
Can't sleep?
Nope. Do you think Easton has a Xanax or something? I'm still kind of hyped up.
You don't need that shit.
Okay, I don't know if you've noticed, but I am really not a fan of you telling me what to do.
I'm sorry. I just...
What?
That's how my mom's pill thing started. She couldn't sleep, so she'd take a pill. Then, when she had a headache, another pill. Eventually, it just spiraled.
I'm so sorry. I can't imagine watching that and not knowing how to help.
I didn't understand it at the time. I was little, you know. I knew she was sad, but I didn't make the connection. I tried to bring it up with my dad a few times, but I didn't really know how to talk about it. And he sure as hell didn't know how to listen.
Well, that's not gonna happen to me, okay? I promise.
I know. Hey, so I kind of lost control back there with David.
Yeah, I noticed. Reed, it was fucking terrifying. I thought you were gonna kill him.
When I think about someone hurting someone I care about, I just snap.
No one's going to hurt me again. Okay, I won't put myself in a situation like that now that I know Malibu is full of snakes. Besides, I never asked you to protect me.
You're right. And I have to say, you were actually pretty badass tonight.
I felt badass. So, what do you think David is gonna do now?
I'm sure he's furious, but he's also been publicly shamed, which is the worst thing that can happen to someone with his ego. He'll probably end up transferring schools or something. But he's not gonna mess with you again.
It's so crazy that I live here now, right next to the ocean.
I like that you're here. Things have definitely been more complicated, but it's fun.
You think so?
Yeah. When you moved in, I didn't think you'd last long, but I'm glad you did.
You thought I'd bail?
I didn't think you'd last a week.
If I did leave, it would have been because you and Easton were such assholes.
Yeah, I know. We gave you a hard time.
What was your deal? Seriously.
What do you think?
Trust me. I've tried to psychoanalyze you many times.
It's not that deep. When you moved in, we were jealous. My dad has never been there for us, and suddenly he was ready to step up for some strange girl when Steve died. When our mom passed, he did the exact opposite for me and East. He basically just disappeared.
Maybe he feels like I'm this new opportunity to not mess up being a parent. Like, I'm a second chance.
Sucks to be me, then.
You know, you could try talking to him about it.
My dad and I only talk when I fuck up. Look, I don't want to talk about my daddy issues right now. Mountains or beach?
Mountains, definitely.
Mountains? You don't like the beach?
The beaches are beautiful, but I don't like sand.
You don't like sand?
Hey, that's not that weird. Sand sticks to you and gets everywhere. It'll be in every crevice for the next 3 weeks. Okay, my turn. What's your type?
My type?
Yeah. What kind of girls do you usually go for?
That's a ridiculous question.
It's not. According to Easton, you barely date anyone. You can't only be into water polo.
You don't have to worry about water polo texting you back.
Oh, come on, Reed. Answer the question. I answered yours.
Okay. You really want to know?
Yes, you idiot.
I tend to go for former cam girls who think I hate them.
Oh.
Are you surprised?
I mean, yeah. First of all, that can't be historically accurate. But I guess I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Yeah, me either.
Reed kisses me, and I know I'm done for. I am officially obsessed with Reed Royal. My heart pounds, my blood pumps for him. I feel desperate. And alive.
I shouldn't have done that. Ella, what if I end up at a college on the East Coast?
You know your dad has a private jet, right? Look, we don't have to think about that. I just want to focus on us right now. On this.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am. You know you're supposed to ask me before you pick me up caveman style.
Oh, shit. Can I pick you up caveman style?
Yes. Take me anywhere, Cro-Magnon man.
We are going to bed. And you are going to sleep.
Come here. Hold me. Don't go yet. I shimmy up against Reed and...
Oh, don't move like that.
Why?
You know why.
Don't move my hips like this?
What do you think you're doing?
How about you describe it to me?
You're being bad. Very bad.
And what are you gonna do about it? I trace my fingers all the way down Reed's chest until he grabs my wrists, pins them over my head, and rolls on top of me. Finally, you're right where I want you.
Ella, I am so crazy for you.
He kisses me again, and it's like he's trying to eat me alive, consume me, and it feels incredible.
Bye.
the next morning, Rita's gone. Again. What the fuck? Can this guy just stay put for once?
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama, every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor, it's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Here, I brought you a helmet.
Thanks, I'm gonna need it. I haven't been rollerblading since I was like 10.
That's like riding a bike on stilts. All right, let's get you vertical. Look at me, I'm doing it. You're skating. Wanna try the ramp? We'll do the bunny slope.
No thanks, I'll watch. Show me what you've got, girl. Impressive.
I'll teach you the trick when you're ready. Want to skate down the sidewalk for a bit?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, how are you doing with everything?
I'm okay, surprisingly. Feeling more normal, finally.
Oh! Savannah told me to give you this.
A crystal?
Rose quartz. She says it's for healing. She's on this whole spiritual journey.
Oh. Okay. Well, tell her I said thanks, I guess.
She was actually super sweet this morning. And calm. It was weird. And oh my god, Easton came over last night.
What?
She says they're trying to be friends.
Friends. Sounds spicy.
I hope Easton has his shit together this time. Savannah can't handle any more drama this year.
Yeah. Fingers crossed they don't murder each other. How are you and Tam?
I don't know. Long distance sucks.
I thought you guys were doing good.
One day we are, then we're not. She's making all these new, cool friends at college, and I feel like such a baby in comparison. So then I act like a bitch, and suddenly we're fighting. It's exhausting.
You'll work it out. You guys are so cute together.
Yeah, everyone is cute on Instagram. It's the biggest lie on the planet. Long distance is hard, dude. I know you and Rita are kind of iffy right now, but it's not going to get any easier when you're apart.
Mm-mm. I can't think about that. Things are good with Reed right now, and that's what I'm going to focus on.
That doesn't sound very convincing.
Let me have this bow. Please, I just did revenge. I'm tired.
We did revenge. And I'm just trying to protect your heart. Somehow I feel like you're not very good at that.
Yeah, you might be right about that. So this is the first course out of 8?
Yeah. But I wasn't really listening when the server described what this is.
Something with fish eggs? This restaurant is so fancy.
Well, I don't want to brag, but it was really, really hard to get a reservation.
It was?
Yeah, I had to name drop my dad and probably got someone else booted off the list.
Reed!
Hey, you deserve to be here more than any of these people.
Is now a good time to tell you that I've never had sushi?
What?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to try it, but I've definitely never done the raw fish thing before.
Oh, God. I should have gone with Italian. Everyone likes Italian.
No, this is great. I'm glad you chose this place.
You don't even know if you like it yet.
Well, I'm sure I'll like it.
Wait, have you ever had caviar?
Of course I've never had caviar.
I'm such an idiot.
Shut up. Cheers.
Cheers. You hate it.
It's mushy.
Oh my God.
It's just really different. I mean, I don't not like it. I'll get used to it.
This is the first time in history that anyone's had Nobu and said they'll get used to it.
I'm just super special. So, what do you want to study in college?
I'm not sure yet. I feel like business is a good major. Or maybe poli-sci.
Ooh, Senator Reed Royal.
Can you imagine? But, you know, well, I feel like everything is politics, right? All the little laws that no one pays attention to that actually affect so many people's lives. Maybe I could actually make a difference in the world.
That's really cool. And I know you could.
One step at a time. First, I have to make up some kind of inspirational story for these dumb college essays.
I mean, wanting to change the world is pretty inspirational. But also, I heard that you recently had a really tough time getting a table at Nobu, and I'm sure college essay readers can really relate to that.
Oh, there's our server with the next course. I'm sure it's something else obnoxiously fancy that you've never tried before, or wanted to.
I'm ready.
You're a trooper, Ella.
Can I help you?
Yeah, can I get a number 2, no onion, and can we make the fries animal style?
Animal style?
Trust me, it's the only way.
Wow, I get 2 dinners on the same date. I am such a lucky girl.
I think it's only fair that you get to eat something you actually like. Hang on. One of the polo guys is calling me. That's weird. What's up?
Dude, Reed, you've got to get over to it now.
What? Yeah. Okay, look. Yeah. Okay. I'll head over there right now. Just keep everyone calm till I get there. Fuck.
What's wrong?
Easton showed up to practice high. My dad's talking to the school now.
Oh my God, why would Easton do that?
Because he's fucked up. His whole family's fucked up.
Shit. Is he gonna get expelled?
Honestly, I don't know. This might be his last strike. Fuck. There they are.
Hey, Ella. Cute hair.
Brooke, what happened?
How would you describe what happened, Easton?
I fucked up, Daddy.
Mm-hmm. You did fuck up. You showed up to practice so high, your coaches thought you were having a psychotic break.
Well, maybe I am. You didn't even care about me when I was a good kid, but look at us now. I brought the whole family together.
Are you seriously playing the victim? I have had enough of you. You could get expelled over this, and I wouldn't blame them.
You need to chill, Dad.
And what do you have to say for yourself, Reed?
Me? What did I do?
Yeah. Am I supposed to just ignore the bruises on your knuckles, the cuts on your face? I told you that if I caught you fighting again, I'd send you somewhere that could deal with you.
Tell him you can't do that.
Yes, I can. And let me be...
Fine. Send me to military school. As if that's going to fix any of the shit that's wrong with this family.
What kind of brother are you anyway, huh? You could have stopped this.
I'm not the fucking parent here.
Correct. I am your father. You should have told me that Easton was getting out of hand.
Why? So you could ignore it just like you ignored Mom?
Reed, that's not fair.
No, what's not fair is neglecting your family for 10 years, letting your wife wither and die, and then getting a replacement girlfriend 6 months after the funeral.
Who says it was after?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Oh, come on, Dad. Everyone knows you were cheating on her.
On your mother?
Yeah.
That's not true. I loved your mother.
Well, you sure don't act like it. You don't act like you love any of us, ever.
He loves work. And maybe you love Brooke and now Ella. But not your own family?
Okay. I think we're getting a little off track here. The problem is Easton's drug use.
No, the problem is that we are all struggling and you can't handle it, Dad. You can't step up and be a father to us. So you throw money at these helpless girls to make yourself feel like you're a good guy, but you're not. You're a deadbeat dad who just happens to live in our house.
Reed.
This isn't Easton's fault. This is your fault. You are the parent. Where the fuck were you?
I don't know.
When you pick a new school for me, make sure it's 1,000 miles away, because once I'm gone, I'm never coming back. I'm out of here.
Reed, wait.
Hold up, bro. I'm coming with.
Ella, get in the car.
Ella could come with me if she wants.
No, Brooke, you're going to your apartment tonight.
What? Why?
I just need to be with my family tonight. I have to deal with this.
Don't punish me. I didn't do anything wrong. Baby, aren't I part of this family? Message received.
Are you really going to send Reed to military school?
I don't know. Do I have any right to?
I mean, you're his dad.
I always wondered why they didn't seem to respect me. They didn't trust me or talk to me like I'm their father. And now I see why. They don't... I don't even think of me as their father.
I think you're all hurting.
How do I fix this?
They just want to feel like they matter to you. You can't buy their love anymore, Callum. You have to earn it this time.
I think you might be right. Yes, I know what I have to do.
Are you sure? I'm here. If you want to run any ideas by me. No offense, you just, you don't have the best track record.
Yeah. Let's go home, Ella.
Being alone with Callum in his car reminds me of the first night in Malibu, when this place felt like a fresh start. Now, with all the royal family secrets laid out in front of me, I realize maybe Callum was wanting a fresh start, too. I have no idea what he's planning, but I guess things can't get any worse, can they?
On the next episode of The Royals of Malibu...
Oh my god, this lady's gonna kill us all.
Things get even more heated in the royal household, if you can believe it.
How dare you, Callum! How dare you!
awkward. And things are heating up in more ways than one.
I'm not going to break your heart, Allison Claire.
Then I'm not going to break yours either, Reed Royal.
Deal.
But are these royals just too twisted for Ella to stick around?
The royals hurt people. Reed hurts people. He can't help it.
You better end things with Reed before it's too late.
To save herself, will Ella pull another Cinderella and run away again? Or is she too hooked on Reed to protect her own heart? Find out on the next episode. The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in association with Pod People, based on the book Paper Princess by Aaron Watt. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Cassie Blue. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story editing by Lindsay Plussard. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein.
Editorial direction by Scott Waxman.
Casting by Lindsay Plussard, Alex McManus, and Mayank Batter. Editing, sound design, and engineering by Morgan Foose and Michael Aquino.
Dialogue editing by Adam Raimunda.
Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Featuring the voices of Alyssa McKay as Ella, Zaria as Savannah, Chris Cafaro as Reed, Nick Cafaro as Easton, Armin Taylor as Callum, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie, Anna Rubinova as Brooke, Maura Vincent as Dinah, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, and Kieran Reagan as David. Executive producers for Diversion Audio, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, and Scott Waxman. Executive producers for Pod People, Rachel King and Matt Zav. Special thanks to Kimberly Brower, Jen Frederick, and Elle Kennedy.
Diversion Audio.